Blog Talk Radio.
Look! I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, dog, beans, cream, potatoes,
so
tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
man. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. You know I had to do that day, mix.
Chicken.
Yo, you name it.
Come on.
Yo, bento beans with the greens on the side. Macaroni cheese with the sweet potato pie. Yams in the ham and I'm cutting me a thigh. Muffins in the oven and I'm stuffing in the fry. Lady, you haters, I got this plate of potatoes. You know we waited all day, grandma, we finally made it. My brother just bitching, they see you up in the kitchen. I swear there's something is missing, I know you love the attention. Auntie cooking up a pot of collard greens. I can spot some wings from a mile away. Plus you gotta pray, it's a holiday. We gon' party like it was a Saturday.
Beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
pork,
dog. Beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes,
it's so
chicken,
crazy.
Turkey, rat.
Yo,
beans,
it's
cream,
so crazy.
Potatoes, tomatoes,
it's so
lamb,
crazy.
Ram, pork, dog. Beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
Can't help it.
Beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes.
First play gone, now I'm on another round. Pour another drink, I'ma knock another down. Spotting the dessert, sitting in the background. Gotta go to church, cause my granny up in town. Thursday, give me my third plate, my first cake. Like it's my birthday, but it ain't my birthday. The way that they be biggin', they can make a nigga crazy. Turkey in the gravy, it's a made a nigga lazy. Only 7 in the afternoon, everybody move. Blowing up the bathroom, I'ma do my do. Call up all my crew, say I'm coming through. Eat up all their food.
Beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes,
man.
Lamb, ram, pork,
Are we back? Can you guys hear me? Let's see. 202, you are live.
Yeah, this has right here.
Gotcha. How do I sound?
You sound all right. You sound woke.
Man, listen. I'm not doing this shit with you no more. I can't, dude. Like, I love you. I do. And I'm saying this live on air for the billion billions of people listening. Hazard, I love you. Which is the only reason I am doing this show this early for you.
Yeah, you sound Man,
let me tell you how I am. I'm wrapped in my blanket. It's like 6 degrees out here. I ain't got time for this. You supposed to come over and get me out of bed and wake me up, and you done went to the gym and started your day off. I ain't been to the gym. I ain't brushed my teeth. Nothing. I rolled up out of bed and was like, kids, get up. Go to school. I didn't even walk the kids to school. They walked themselves. I stood in the doorway and was like, the bus is coming. Yep, y'all get out. It's cold. And I crawled right back in bed, and I laid down, and I was like, I'm going to take me this quick nap. And then it was 8:30, and I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-mm. Because I woke up at 7. But it's cool. Today is not about me. Today is about you. So I'm going to give you this time to introduce.
It's about soon they'll understand. That's what it's about.
Yes, it's about soon they'll understand. And I had the pleasure of listening to this album before I uploaded it, so I cheated. But it's all cool because I was supposed to anyway. And, you know, I've been a fan of yours since, like, forever, ever. So just for the people that don't know who you are, go ahead and give yourself, introduce yourself.
Little rundown, recording artist, songwriter, CEO of District Empire Entertainment. It's a contracting, videography, photography company. You know, started in Washington, D.C., expanded to New York, L.A. I just recently signed a dude from L.A., dude is 17 years old, photographer. He's dope. It's a recording label as well. We got a few artists, C-Banger, Toga Toga, Honey Don't Play, Wood, and I'm looking for other artists right now. At the same time, I do videography and photography myself, travel, you know, do this, that, and the third, everything, man. I'm just basically out here working and working out. That's why I'm, you know, up early in the morning before you, you know. That's Big Hazard right there, man.
First of all,
that's
we work at the same time. So don't do
but
me.
But still, you...
you just happen to get out of bed consistently before.
Earlier. Yeah, man. I'm a early waker, early grinder.
Wait, are you single?
Am I single? Do you even like that? I got a few victims, you know. I'm not. I mean, I'm in the talks to, you know, mess with somebody right now. But I would say I'm single. I would say, but you're not single till you're married, though. That's what I hear.
Yeah, you single till you're married. So, ladies, listen very carefully. If you follow me on Instagram, this is Hazard. He was my MCM. He's gonna be my MCM every week until someone puts a ring on his finger. In the locker room with no shirt on, and the abs that you can count, the washboards, the ones that you can wash your shirt on, that's him. So even if you don't listen to the music for nothing else, look at his picture and listen to the music. That way you just thank me later. You're welcome.
Hey, you got me on God with that one. Yeah.
My co-host is now ready. Hey, Lyric.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, not trying to kill no kids.
So, let's get into this interview. So, first question, of course, why did you decide to go with the title Soon They'll Understand? What is it that you were trying to get people to understand?
The thing is, my man C. Banger, who's my engineer and a co-artist of mine, he came up with the name because it's a lot of, you know, bullshit music going on, a lot of bullshit artists. So Soon They Understand just means this is real lyricism, real thought-provoking music. You know, it's like work put into the production and everything. And Soon They Understand is like this is real music coming out, like things that make you think. Having fun, you know, that's basically what it is. Like, soon they'll understand. I'm like, I've been doing this for the longest out here in D.C. And, I mean, it's new artists popping up every other month. So I mean, soon they understand, like, keep listening. Get other artists, you know, to keep listening and seeing what's going on with me. And I'm going to continue to push this culture forward. So they understand. So that's what the title means.
Now, you said that you've been doing music for a very long time. Exactly how long is a very long time?
Well, I would say like 5 years, something like that. About 4 or 5 years.
You've been doing music longer than five years.
I mean, I've been taking it seriously at least about 4 years. I've been off and on with it for like, I would say six, something like that.
I'll say at least six because I started the show in 2010. And I remember having you, Dougie, Toga, who else? I had Seymour.
I remember that
show.
Too, dog. I was drunk as hell that day. I was drunk and everybody was on the phone.
Yeah, all of y'all were, matter of fact, I was on the way to the studio with y'all fools and I don't remember why I didn't make it. I was probably drinking that night too. Probably would explain why I didn't make it.
I made it out
to Fort Washington and got lost.
Yeah, where were you coming from? Baltimore, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
To make it all the way to Fort Washington and get lost? Do you know how blown I was? But that's cool. Me and you going to do lunch one day. We're going to reenact that whole weekend. It has to be a whole weekend because, you know, I'm too old to do all that in one night. But so music for four or five years. So the videography that you do, I've seen some of your work, very talented young man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for, I would say, 3.5 years. And it came from me not having money to pay somebody to do the videography thing. Like, I had, like, 3 videographers that were dope, and I just didn't, you know, had time to come up with the money or didn't have any output to get the money to pay for them to do a video for me. And I was recording and doing music and everything. So I was like, the same amount of money that I can pay these guys, I can get a camera myself, teach myself, go to class, you know, get some learning up on it and do it myself, edit everything and do it like that. Instead of, you know, going out looking for somebody to do it for me, I can get all the equipment and do it myself, teach myself and work to get other people to do it, you know, for me or whatever. So that's what I did. It just came off of me being not having no money, being broke, basically. And that's how everything started. Like, yeah.
Who the hell? I'm sorry, early morning and my phone is like going off. And I do apologize. All right, so how many questions was that? I feel like that was 5 questions. Probably wasn't. But anyway, I want to get into the first track on your album, which is Soon They'll Understand. Is there anything special behind that song that we should know about?
The first track?
Take a listen. Yes.
It's just that first track is the, you know, the start of the album, basically, and the title track. You know, Soon They'll Understand just explains what they'll soon understand. Is like, it's punchlines, it's lyricism, it's like flipping words and stuff that I like to do. So that's basically what it is, man. Just playing around with them words and having people think. Like, it's the first track that I started on when I was working on this album. And from there, I just started working after that, like, to match up with that first track. So, yeah, Soon They Understand, title track. Play that.
Big Hazard. Yeah, I do this shit, man. Problem is, I ain't never stopping, man. District Empire Entertainment. I look good, don't I? Ooh, it's halftime, nigga, no halftime. Y'all know I'm halfway crook, nigga. And I'm back like a chiropractor, and niggas need painkillers. Champagne for the pain, nigga. Gang, 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 if you here with us.
Right.
Just gotta release my bladder. Can't have pissed off just a few niggas. shut the fuck up and smacked all of you niggas. Ooh. Dropping new shit, I'm coming right back for you niggas. Ooh. Gotta be dead honest, it's a rap for you niggas. Ooh. And I don't rap for you niggas. Nah, I ain't rap too tight, I ain't back for the gimmicks. We hungry, they looking like dinner. This nigga's a bona fide winner. Got the summertime feeling like winter. And nigga, we ball in the fall. Ball, man, I got the right tool, goddamn. Lord, man, I'm too blessed, fool, and I'm here. They understand I do this shit, they not prepared. She just told her fucking man that I'm the man without a care. And everybody acting cool, well, bitch, I got a ceiling fan. Working hard from 3 a.m. to 3 a.m., I'm going in and let them know that I'm a District of Columbian again. Got a company I run, and we raking money in. Then her ass was coming back, I give her my condolences. Killing everything in sight, they never wanna see me win, nah. It's that time, nigga, no halftime. We ain't playing no damn game, nigga. Man, I'm connected like a new necklace. Catch a nigga overseas with a duffel bag full of capital. Capitalizing, no, we capping them. They realizing that I'm lapping them. I'm stunting stupid out in Africa. Kill a competition with my composition. Oh, I know my role and she know all the position. Oh, little bit of food for thought, but I'm never doing my dishes. Oh, did it big in Tokyo, but you never catch me tripping. Oh, yeah, I know the whole damn G code. The real nigga, the OGs know. Man, I figured out the damn G code. And we run the whole DC though. And we run the shit like four knees, ho. Back like I'm laying on the street though. Back like I'm backing up a Yukon on a tow truck. Nigga, we know. So they understand I do this shit, they not prepared. She just told her fucking man that I'm the man without a care. And everybody acting cool, well, bitch, I got a ceiling fan. Working hard from 3 a.m. to 3 a.m. I'm going in and let them know that I'm a District of Columbian again. Got a company I run and we raking money in. Then her ass was coming back, I give them my condolences. Killing everything in sight, they never want to see me win. Nah.
Woods, King Woods. Man, I remember when I first met Hass, bruh. Like, I was just a young nigga straight out of D.C., bruh. I just spoke, man. I spit some bars for him. And I think it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was something that I had said, and Hass was like, yo, that's dope. I don't think I've ever seen somebody with the work ethic or the passion for music or entertainment like Hass, man. He has like a unique eye for stuff that's just unparalleled. It's unmatched. It only equals up to success, man. And I'm proud to see that, you know, he's continuing to move the culture forward. You know, he got District Empire behind him, you know, continue to expand his brand. And in a lot of ways, man, I look up to Hass, man. It's like my big bro. Real talk, man. It's like my big bro, man. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
So how do I get on the track?
Oh, yeah. Hey, big stuff. If my man Woog listening, I texted him or whatever, told him I was on the internet radio thing. So big shout out my man Woog. That's the one that was talking on the last part of the song. And big shout out my man Mike, my man Mouse or whatever. Like, one of the best lyricists that I've heard out here in the DMV, period. Like, he's about to be put on the District Empire Entertainment team. So be on the lookout for him. But big shout out my man Woog, man. I think my man like 24 or something like that. My man Nice. He on the last song and he made a call and left it on my voicemail, so I just went ahead and threw it on the song. So, yeah, shout out to him once again. That's my boy right there.
That was dope. That was dope.
Thank you.
I could sit and talk about how much I like you.
You said, how would you get on the track? That's what you said, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on the track with you because, like, I'm dope. Like, y'all keep sleeping on me, but I think that I've been hanging out and around, like, real lyricists long enough that some of it rubbed off on me. Like, I'm trying to jump on the track, but ain't nobody trying to give me a chance. I'm
going
to come out with my own fire, and, you know what I mean, just blow it out the water. They going to be like, Hass who? Nah, we heard a twinkle, though. Like, I don't want to do that to y'all, but
And that's a dope ass rap name. Like, who wouldn't expect Twinkle to come out and just like kill the game?
Twinkle. That's hard though. You know, Twinkle.
Yeah, you know, just hey, Twink. Yes, it's Twink. Like, we can even switch it to, we can show him the Twink so that I see more. Yeah, you know what I mean? You got Toga and Twink on the track.
Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
dope.
Thank you.
Let's see, the next track on the album is, let me look, because they didn't save in order. Is a Blank Out.
Oh yeah,
is at the top.
That's one of my. That's like my second favorite song on the project. No, I would say it's my first favorite track on the project. And the one Zip Code that everybody likes is going to be played on the radio soon. That almost didn't make it because for one thing, I wrote the song to a beat that I didn't like. And I was about to trash the whole song, but I found another beat, gave it to my man, C-Banker. He mixed it, recorded it, everything, and everybody liked it. That's, like, everybody's favorite track on the album. But Blank Out is featuring my man, C-Banker, also known as Charlie Wolf from Boston, Massachusetts. And his brother's in L.A. He's about to be signed to, I think, RCA or something like that. They're doing it big. Both of them are good lyricists. So big shout-out to my man, C-Banker, too. And I know he's listening too. That's my man right there. Yeah, so Blank Out.
All right. I don't even need to talk. Just let you do it.
Yeah. Whoa. You so mad. You fucking blank out. The
moment niggas get mad.
The moment niggas make you mad.
Blank out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My nigga gon' blank out. Blank out.
Yeah.
Blank out.
Blank out,
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 Yeah. You hear that? Hello?
I'm here. I thought you was about to go ahead and do my job.
Right.
Bars. Iconic.
Wait. At the beginning of the song, did this nigga say something about knocking somebody out their shoelaces and now they wearing flip-flops?
Yeah. That was me. Bars.
I'm sitting here like, bars, my nigga. And again, ladies, go look at his picture. He really can knock a nigga out of his shoelaces. Like, go watch one of them workout videos. Like, I almost wanted to work out with him until I watched him work out, and I don't want to work out with him no more.
Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, so I actually wrote that song for him, but he won't let me in the studio. I'm going to just put that out there. No, I can see why that would be your favorite one. Like, I can't wait to see you actually perform that. Like, that feels like it'd be like a real high energy song.
Yeah, another reason why it's my favorite is because I didn't expect for C-Banger to jump on a song. He was supposed to mix it down for me, and when I recorded it, I went home, and he sent it back to me with his verse on it. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, yeah, so he killed it. That was unexpected, so that's why it's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, that jumper, I can't wait to see you perform that live. Like, matter of fact, do you have any live performances coming up?
I'm getting that situated right now with a few people, my man from Atlanta and a few from out here in D.C. So I'm getting everything situated right now.
Cool.
Like, the promotion is not even touched on yet. I'm about to start the promotion for the album now. So.
Well, I'm glad that we can be here to help you promote your album. And as soon as you get those live performances in order, you let me know, and I will be there, and we will do a show from your performance.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to you doing that song. But moving right along to a track that I like, number 3, the one that almost didn't make it,
Zip code. I shot a short little an unofficial video in LA. I was recently in LA, and I just shot a short video for it just to promote the song. Like, and this is the one that's going to be played on the radio real soon. WPGC, WKYS. I got the edited version, everything. All the DJs are getting that, so yeah, this is my second favorite one, I would say, and everybody's first favorite one, I would say, is Zip Code.
It's probably moving down to my second favorite one after listening to Blank Out. Like,
Blank
I,
Out,
I listened
yeah.
again. I listened to the entire
I had
album,
fun on Blank
but
Out,
I didn't too. Listen to it. I didn't listen to it from a let's have fun standpoint. I listened to it from a will this sound good on the show? Let's make sure that I'm not promoting trash standpoint. But after being able to just sit back and enjoy it, that joke, it rocks out like bars.
Yeah, bars.
But here is Zip Code.
Oh yeah, Puerto Rico. Oh yeah, Puerto Rico. Oh, 0901. That's not known. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Big hazard. Big hazard. Big hazard. Yeah. If I'm in a Uber, man, I just maneuver. Never got to prove it, nigga, I just do it. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. I be on my Kobe, nigga, you don't know me. I be that man and everybody do they dirt below me. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. Me out on Collins, fucking with your daughter. If you showing some potential, nigga, I'll employ ya. I got toga, academic, that Versace mansion. I came a long way from Cherry Hill, I get it crackin'. Land over, let me dab on 'em. Has a bar D, I'm cooking up a slab on 'em.
been in places that you never thought existed, homie. Shout out to Khaled, man, my life a major keys moment. Major moves, bow movement on that nigga crew. Your favorite rapper never touching what a nigga do. Big hazard from the city, got a lot to prove. I got connects in Miami, man, I got shit to do, I'm gone. If I'm in a Uber, man, I just maneuver. Never got to prove it, nigga, I just do it. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. I be on my Kobe, nigga, you don't know me. I be that man and everybody do the dirt below me. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. Leading in Chicago, moving slow-mo. I be blown on that west side, California, nigga. I be gone, cooling with the lopes in the bees, nigga. What you know? I done open locker with the Zoes. Who you run up on? Well, a road, southeast, east, east, Pentagon, northeast, been a road. Fuck you, think I'm rapping for southwest, ATL, nigga. Everything for sale, Detroit, west side, nigga. I be everywhere, I'm gone. Hey, nigga, never home. Hey, fucking Rolling Stone. Hey, I be in my zone, getting paid up on the road. Hey, switching paper plates and a never zip code. Got a lot of shit to see, man. I'm living on the road. Hey, if I'm in a Uber, man, I just maneuver. Never got to prove it, nigga. I just do it. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. I be on my Kobe, nigga, you don't know me. I be that man and everybody do the dirt below me. I be on my hustle, baby, tenfold. I'm talking numbers to a nigga, run a zip code. I'm in New Orleans, my nigga, out on that get money campaign. Then I'm in Houston, gotta maneuver, I'm switching lanes. Then I'm in Harlem and I'm on Linux the next day. Hustle hard, hazard with that money, I don't play. Secure my bag, they don't want me to secure my bag. Out of Philly, Broad Street, nigga, watch it scrap. Shout out to Boston, where they ballin', hit up Springfield. Go out to Bronx and they click clacking them things here. I be in Baltimore, they be like you be everywhere. Then I'm in bad news, Virginia, I be heavy there. And then I look around, nigga, you ain't never there. Big hazard in the air and they well aware, gone.
Never in the Uber, man, I just maneuver. Never got to prove it, nigga, I just do it. I be on my hustle, nigga, tenfold. I'm talking, I'ma do it, nigga, run a zip code.
Iconic bars. Timeless.
Empire.
Timeless.
So I'm gonna take the rest of the day off, and I'm gonna just let Hazard do his thing because clearly he doesn't need me. I'm your celebration. I just play music. But I like to see that you're excited about your album. Like, I've talked to plenty of people, oh, yeah, this is my joint, this is my track, you know what I mean? I did this.
Yeah, this
nah,
is
like,
song. This is
all
right.
You're not
no,
excited
no
about
song,
your music.
No. Yeah.
Right, if you're not excited about your music, I'm not going to get excited about it either. Oh, wait.
Yep.
Let everybody know before we get to the halfway part. Actually, we'll do this after we play number four because there's only 8 tracks on this album, and normally you get, you know, what, like damn near 50 songs on an album nowadays, but all of them are not songs that you want to listen to. You like skip through half the album, so you really only getting like maybe 10 good songs. But when you have songs, like when you have quality music when that everybody wants to listen to, you can get away with doing 8 songs because you're not going to skip through none of them. Which is what's going on right now. Like, I don't want to skip none of them yet. I'm sure because I'm Twinkle, I'll find something wrong with one of these songs. Because he has a song entitled Sidekick.
Gosh.
That song is not up next. But I'm just giving y'all a heads up. He has a song entitled Sidekick. So, you know, Twink, being Twink, I'ma have something to say about that song. So let's get into I Don't Believe You, which is the song before Side Chick. Just gonna put that out there. So tell us about I Don't Believe You.
It's just basically one of my fun tracks, just having fun. That's another song that probably wouldn't have made it. I put that on last But I'm just having fun on there, just, you know, talking my shit, basically. Just a little bit of bars at the same time. And I'm rapping fast on there too. Just, you know, doing a fast flow. You know, you'll notice on the whole album there's different flows and like rhyme patterns. So I just try to, you know, play with that a little bit.
And so far it's working for you.
Huh?
I said so far it's working for you. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find it. I don't know what I entitled the dang track. I swear I put, here it is. I found it. My bad. That was me. Spelled your name wrong. Oops. I'm going to fix that. My bad. So here's I Don't Believe You.
Yeah. Niggas be stunting. I'll be like, yeah. Big hazard. Hey, yeah. Ooh. I catch a flight and they gon' catch some feelings. Man, I know I'm killing, man. I know I'm killing. California with my kin in them. Get familiar with the emblem. Get familiar with the team, nigga. We ain't playing, we ain't scrimmaging. I swear, nigga, living limitless. Ain't a nigga living, killing my penmanship. No, stick and moving, play the post. Living cocaine, baby, I'm dope. Sniffing nigga coming right up a board. I bring a wave, a nigga, right on my slows. Big had to do it bigger than most. Nobody fucking with me, nigga, I'm gone. You make it shit, it's a war. Them dead body code, I'm 20 below. I ain't got no time for these fake niggas. Your time is up, I gotta skate. I keep your type away, I'm never run on lame niggas. The type of go and catch a case and come around and blame niggas. Keep away, nigga. My mama told me not to play with them. So I decided to keep it way real up. My team stronger than paint thinner. We don't break bread with no lane switcher. Last year was your takeover.
Yeah, what happened with it?
I cut my dress and now I'm back. Went to Tokyo to live it up with niggas stunting stupid heavy on my Instagram. District Empire be the business, man.
Hey, you getting money and you stunting on these hoes.
Yeah. Instagramming and you killing them, trapping, making dough. Yeah. Getting money by the bolo. Bank account, a lot of zeros. Cooking kilos, know the G code, nigga. We know.
Look,
I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you. You need more people. Ay, I'm mobbing in Cali with kinfolk in a big house with big windows.
Ay,
Hollywood Hills and we been on. My nigga blowing the endo. I'm fucking with my homies out on Chris Shaw. I'm getting money on slouch. Low rider through the fog, and I'm trying to kill a game. Put him right up in a cow. The advances gotta be expensive, cause I'm paying funeral expenses. No lacking, baby, no pretending. Rather be a boss than get these niggas business. Active, we jamming like LA traffic. Don't celebrate a Super Bowl at practice. I'm living out a motherfucking movie, no action. Unapologetic, leaving them unresponsive. If they got a problem, gotta leave with no responses. Finessing the pressure, no run up on me. Penicillin to the feeling, niggas better get a prescription. Has it been a fucking realist? Show them how I win and everybody got an opinion. Oh lord, oh lord. Pump fake and work the shot clock. We go dumb hard, go dumb hard. The fans screaming at the top bleachers. Get starstruck and get locked up. You niggas only ball on tax season. Yeah, man, I believe. Niggas talking like they want beef. Somebody get a ass, a little slice of pizza. Oh man.
Hey, you getting money and you stunting on these hoes.
Yeah. Instagramming and you killing them, trapping, making dough. Yeah. Getting money by the bolo. Bank account, a lot of zeros. Cooking kilos, know the G code, nigga. We know.
Look,
I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you. You need more people. Look, I don't believe you need more people.
Yeah. We're getting money and you're starting on your soul. Yeah.
You're tuned into Grown Folks Playground, early morning edition. This is why we don't do shows in the morning, son of a bitch. Let me start over. You're tuned into Grown Folks Playground with your girl, Miss Twinkle Monique Starr, and your boy, Haz. And last but not least, the wonderful, beautiful Miss Lyric, who is probably still dealing with.
I'm sorry, I was muted for a second. I'm muted myself. I didn't realize I was still
gonna
muted.
I was going to say, did he fall asleep on me? We nighttime people. Like, I don't do a morning time. It's crazy.
I don't do morning time for the simple fact that I got kids running around.
I don't do morning time.
I just
listen.
Hey, room.
I ain't never been so happy for my children to turn 5, like, go to school. I ain't got to see you for a whole 6-7 hours. Boy, yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for public school. But,
well, you know the deal. My oldest had to be pulled to public school. I'm so sorry.
We're halfway through the album. We just did track number 4, I Don't Believe You. So let everybody know where they can find the album and how much your album is going to cost. Because albums normally are like, what, $20 nowadays? So
it's the price for an album. But with this one, I wanted to give it out for free $3.99, so people can, you know, more people can hear it. A lot of people are not going to pay. I'll give people a sample or a snippet or some work of mine before I actually put an actual real album or project out, you know, because the next one is going to be definitely bigger and better than what I just put out. So if you like what you hear, then what you're going to hear, what you're going to have to pay for is going to be something worth paying for, and I'm going to guarantee that. So, yeah, this is on soundcloud.com/DC Hazard. Or you could just Google Soon They'll Understand, Big Hazard, and it'll pop up everywhere, all on Google. So, and the link is there, too. So Google Soon They'll Understand, Big Hazard, and that's what's going to pop up. So enjoy.
We'll also have it on the Grown Folks Playground page. And our website will be done. Sometime this year. Ish. So it'll be on the website. You can download it from the website. So that'll be exciting. Let's get into this next track, though. Sidekick.
Yeah, you've been waiting on that joint.
I've been waiting on this one. I've been waiting on this one since I woke up this morning. So tell us about Sidekick.
Well, Side Chick came from an idea I had about 3 years ago when I was in California. I met a friend out there that it was actually from D.C., and that's where the concept came from. Like, what if I meet a chick out here, she's from my city, she's modeling, doing all this, that, and the third, Atlanta, whatever, and just came up with the concept for that. It's just a, who would I be thinking about? This came from nothing, you know. What's going on, man?
It came from nothing. All right, so here is Side Chick, and then y'all going to hear Miss Twink Mouth about this song afterwards.
Brush it off like it's nothing. Shorty knew I had a girl and one. trips in that Atlanta model land. Shorty killing them, flying in a stewardess. Some slaycation, I had to get my cake and eat it. At my crib, and we skipping dinner. She fell in love with the realest nigga. And I kinda failed switching up positions. I told her, don't trip, baby, catch the feelings. Deep conversations out of Calabasas. Everything I'm looking for, shorty had it. Peace to my side piece, we forever. Look, peace to my side piece, she the realest. Side chick. Ain't nothing like my side chick. Nobody, nobody like my side chick. Yeah. ain't nothing like my side chick. I had her on the counter at the condo. Twisted, bit and beating like Tabo. We was drunk and I was cutting like a lawnmower. Sex drive, ride a nigga like a roller coaster. Oh Lord. Man, I'm in too deep. Man, her poo too deep. This girl got me 2 weeks. But she been with me about 2 days. Baby, don't cry, girl, you knew better. Told you from the jump, we was with whatever. You know I feel the same, but we gotta manage. Keep it low key like we selling packets. She said she never tripped, but we steady packing. San Juan sex, acting real aggressive. Shorty real and she play a part with understanding. Shorty with me and she down side chick status. Side chick. Ain't nothing like my side chick. Yeah. Nobody, nobody like my side chick. Yeah. Ain't nothing like my side chick. Nobody, nobody like my side chick. Yeah. Yo. Ain't nothing like my side chick. Nobody, nobody like my side chick. ain't nothing like my side chick.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, baby. I know you're out. You're running around. I just wanted to call because I feel like this chick is following us. Like, when we were in L.A., I saw her. And then when we were in Puerto Rico and San Juan, I saw her again, too. Then Bora Bora, same thing. Like, everywhere we go, I don't know, it just seems like she's always there. Like, it's always the same hoe. And I just wanted to let you know to tell you to be careful, to be safe, just in case she's... I love you. See you soon. Safe, baby.
Now, this is what Miss Twinkle has to say about side chicks.
Hold on, hold on. Big, 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 huge, big, fat, juicy side. Shout out to Mia was here, who was on the voicemail on the last part of that song. And she got a single out right now called Meet Me in the City. It's going to be played on the radio, too. So, big shout out to her. That's my girl.
Shout out to you. Back to you, sir. Side chick. Now, I would never understand. If you got a good thing at home, why you need a side chick? And if you single and ain't got nobody, why you got a side chick? Like, why play these women like this? Like, come on, have? Really?
Nah, that's not, it's not, no, it's not, this is not has. It's like a, I know there's dudes out there that got, you know, side chicks with good wives or good women and all that. And I know, you know, single dudes out there, you can't have a side chick if you're single, for one thing. And, you know, it's just, you know, my thoughts. I'm like, what if I had a good girl at home and I had a side chick that's traveling all over the world and traveling with me? Like, how would that go? So, you know, it was just me thinking, like, putting it on the song. I wouldn't do that. I would do it like that. That's terrible. Because if I'm in a relationship, you know me. If you know me, you know if I'm in a relationship, then that's what it is. It's going to be that one person, focusing on that one person, that one individual, and that's what it's going to be. But, nah, I ain't trying to have no side chicks, man.
I'm just saying, like,
but,
the whole song.
But the thing
so
is,
mm-hmm.
the thing is, that song is leading mm-hmm. into the next song. That's why, you know, I needed that mm-hmm. Missed call. You know, when Mia was here, called in, and I missed the call. The next joint is called Miss Call. So it's like a story, you know, between the two songs.
Right, because, listen, I wouldn't have left no voicemail. I'm like, I see this hoe, and then she there, is this bitch Houdini or do I gotta cook this hoe? Like, you come home to a nicely cooked dinner. I be wearing something sexy. You walk in. Hey, baby. Glad you home. Ooh, I missed you. Have a seat. Sit down and eat. I'm going to let you get full because I ain't going to kill you on an empty stomach. We're going to sit down. And I'm going to go, hey, let's go in the bedroom and get a little nasty. Grab the cuffs. And while you come to the bed, we're going to have this little interrogation because I'm going to find that girl and she coming to the house. And we're going to talk it out. Just while you in L.A. and Bora Bora and you was in Mexico and you in D.C., like, bitch, where do you live at? You a resident of where? Like, you a resident of Has Dick? Because clearly that's where you live in. I'm going to need you hop off and get your passport and go somewhere else. Just throwing that out there. This is why niggas don't cheat on Twink, because Twink crazy. I got a forever side nigga, and me and him have an understanding. When I'm not in a relationship, it's me and him, but we not together. When I'm in a relationship, it's still me and him, but it's me and him and a financial suitor. But I don't date crazy men that's going to go off on me the way that I would go off if I found out that my dude was out here living your song. No. But that's just my little take on Side Chick. It's a dope song. I'll probably never play it again on the show unless it fits with the topic. Just because I don't condone Side Chickism.
It's Chad Chickism.
But,
I'll be using it.
Go right ahead. I don't have it copyrighted yet. But we're going to get into Missed Call since that's the sequel.
Yeah, that's the lead. That's the follow-up.
We'll see how this goes.
If I miss your call, I'm not cheating on you. If I miss your call, I might be working back. If I miss your call, I'm not creeping on you. If I miss your call, I get back to you, baby.
Look, I made mistakes, I did some dirt, I played the games, and I ain't perfect. And I lied before, I did some more, I'm just a man, and I'm still working. I got a flock of chickens in my inbox, and my DM be jumping. But I'm coming back home to you. Man, them other hoes don't mean nothing. It's trust issues, baby. I know you sick of me playing. You ain't about them games. And you don't believe what I'm saying. You call my phone, I don't answer. I'm just working, you still hurting. And don't believe your lonely ass friends. Girl, every situation ain't perfect. I got us both though. Hit a cruise, go wherever the boat go. We make love and my heart be slow-mo. Hit a flight, tell my girl out of Tokyo. And that's how I go. And you're my right hand, my other half, my baby girl, nobody do it better. And you're my queen bee, and I ain't tryna be Jay-Z. Put a rock on that finger, girl, I ain't playing.
If I miss your call, don't mean I'm cheating on you. If I miss your call, I might be working, baby. If I miss your call, don't mean I'm creeping on you. If I miss your call, I get back to you, baby. Why you gotta go and hit my phone all crazy? Cursing up a storm up on my message, baby. If I miss your call, don't mean I'm cheating on you. If I miss your call, I get back to you, baby.
Look, that nigga out here trying to make it from the bottom to the top. And I gotta be out places trying to make more sense. I don't get a chance to talk, you ain't really got a heart to the nigga right here. I know you might think that a nigga don't care. I know you might think I'm just another lame ass nigga running game on me. I swear, cause I'm here for the job with a nigga on a mission. You gotta understand, I see a nigga vision. Girl, I gotta know you really down the ride. And I ain't talking about sound time, my time. Girl, a nigga got gold. Fuck these hoes. I'm trying to get paid out here doing shows. So I can take you all the way around the globe. So we can live good, eat good, feel good about life. Cause I put us in a brand new home. And the love won't let that right there forever. I'm here for the worst, and I'm here for the better. Don't question that, girl, you know you my better. Half and fair when a nigga talk down. I'ma call, don't give you what you need. And you like get deep in the right. But now I'm about to go and hit the stage on love. Girl, I love you, I stop blowing on my phone.
If I miss your call, mean I'm cheating on you. If I miss your call, I might be working, baby. If I miss your call, I mean I'm creeping on you. If I miss your call, I get back to you, baby. Why you gotta go and hit my phone all crazy? Cursing up a storm up on my message, baby. If I miss your call, I mean I'm cheating on you. If I miss your call, I get back to you, baby.
See, that clears everything up right there, see. And,
that don't clear up shit. Yeah,
that's my man Toga
supposed to be. That's Toga Toga on the hook?
Yeah, that's Toga Toga on there, yeah. On the hook and on the last verse, he killed that joint. And I had to write that verse in like, it took me 15 minutes to write that verse. I was on crunch time. I didn't write a verse for the song. He had the song, everything, concept, and all that. And I had to write everything in like 15 minutes. So it came along good.
I'm going to need Toga Toga to call in so I can say hi. That's what we're going to go with that. What track is that? I done messed up my train of thought. Ladies, if y'all don't know, is Toga Toga single? It don't even matter because you ain't got to be single for us to stare at you. Toga Toga, I don't know if he's on any of my. Nope, he's not, but he's about to be. So at some point today, he is going to be on my Instagram page also. He had his two work out with Haz. And if not with him, in competition with him, they work out somewhat the same, which means you know they built kind of the same. And if I gave such low views about the way that this dude,
we merged into a whole nother realm, you know, like working out, taking care of ourselves, taking care of our body, eating right, stuff like that. So that's another thing. He has a workout clothing line he's going to start up, and he also has a Full Blast Athletics that he's, you know, athletic clothes, gloves, shoes, T-shirts, everything. So he working on that. He's doing that right now.
All right, so when he get that together, what I need you to do, I wear a medium. Steal like two of them from me and ship them to me. Because, matter of fact, where's my shirt? I asked you to bring me a corny shirt from L.A. Did I get my shirt?
What happened was, you know, the T-shirts that I would get would be at the Crenshaw swap meet. So I would have to go in there and get the shirt. So if you know what the Crenshaw swap meet is, you're either going to get stabbed or shot before you can get you a nice T-shirt. But you got to find a shirt first and then be able to get a fight of it.
So basically,
but
nah,
it's not that bad. Shout out to the Crenshaw swap meet.
It really ain't nobody ever going back. Ever. Oh, wait.
I heard about some stuff happening there. I got a few T-shirts from the Crenshaw swap meet in California. I got a T-shirt out of there, a Crenshaw shirt, and I got a Bompton hat. You know, Compton with a B. And the guy that sold me the hat, he was like, "You sure you want this hat? Are you going to throw it on right now?" And I'm like, "No, I'm from D.C. I'm not going to put a Bompton hat on out here in Crenshaw." And I'm like, "Hell no, I'm not that dumb." He was like, "You sure you want the hat?" I'm like, "Yo, just give me the hat, man. I'm not going to wear it in L.A. So it's crazy out there, man. I get a lot of love out there, too. Say it again.
What size is the shirt that you bought?
It's a medium.
Coincidence. I'll be out there in DC sometime to pick up my shirt. Now, personal question from me to you: why in God's green earth did you cut your hair?
I cut my hair for different reasons. Like, everybody in DC got dreads, another reason is like it was getting too heavy, and it came a point where I was asleep, and I wake up, my neck hurting and everything, and I just got tired of it. And plus, I don't want to be like everybody else, so I just went ahead and just cut it. And as soon as I cut it, I just felt lighter, felt better. You know what I'm saying? The showers was better. Man, that's the reason, man. Like, just had to let it go.
That doesn't even, you could have worked on your neck muscle.
You got to let something
go. You could have worked on your neck muscle. I'm just saying, like, come on, man. That's rude. You ain't give me no warning, no nothing. I just woke up one day and was like, "Has balls? Hold up." But it's cool. It's cool. I'm not going to hold that against you. I still bang with you. We still friends. We just friends now.
Yeah,
like, I used to have a crush on you, and now I'm like, you all right. But, so what does the future hold for Has? Like, 2017, what you got going on?
2017, I'm going to be real busy. Traveling more. I'm going to the Dominican Republic. I think I'm going, got plans of going back to Japan for, like, a longer time, like, more than, like, 2 weeks, something like that. I got that situated, a management deal that I got on the table. I got to connect with WPGC, so I'm going to get more music played on the radio. I'm getting situated for that. There's a lot of stuff going on. My company is going to be expanding into runs, you know, like downtown, like runs and athletic, you know, rim or whatever. It's going to be called the District Empire Running Collective. It's going to be a new manager for my company. I'm hiring new videographers and photographers for District Empire. And it's going to be a lot going on. I got a long list of accomplishments that I have to knock out before the end of 2017. So that's what I'm getting situated. You know, I'm starting right now. So, yeah. And another thing with the District Empire Running Collective, whatever we make from that, some of the proceeds, or like 10% of the proceeds, are going to Santa Claus, the organization, like the children's awareness organization, through my man Mo Better. You heard of Mo Better, right? With the Santa Claus Foundation.
I've heard his name, but I don't think I'm familiar with the Santa Claus Foundation.
Yeah, it's going to be giving money to at awareness at, you know, at-risk kids, stuff like that. So, you know, just another way of helping out at the same time, making money and having everybody, you know, make themselves feel better, taking care of running and being athletic and making music and art, photography, videography, everything, all under the same roof, you know. So I'm just keeping busy with that.
That is dope. So Has is hiring all of y'all.
Oh, let me tell y'all one more thing. Let me tell you one more thing. I got another project that I'm starting on next year too, but it's going to be a concept. It's going to be like another 8 songs, but the concept is Grown and Sexy, basically sexy songs. It's going to be called the Scorpio Sessions that I'm going to start on next year. So you talking about side chick? It's going to be a bunch of them type of songs on there. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's called Scorpio Sessions by Habit. 8 tracks.
That is definitely going to be on Grown Folks Playground. That will be played late at night. And we're going to do a live party where we're going to have Has actually perform some of the songs. And then he's going to leave before y'all hoes attack him. But I ain't heard not one song on the album yet. But the fact that it's called Scorpio Session, especially in the season. Okay. But just off the name of the album itself, we playing it here. It's going to get played all the time. And I might even play it on my downtime while I am not by myself. So thank you in advance. Let's see. What track are we on? We are on track number 7, which is Gang Gang. So
yeah, it's one of my favorite
enlighten
ones
us about that one.
Gang Gang is it's just one of my more darker hood joints. Is instead of I rewrote some of the lyrics, and instead of shooting niggas, I would shoot a Trump or a Zimmerman instead, put them in the way for that. Yeah, that's about it, man. It's called Gang Gang. I had a bunch of features to put on that, but they didn't record their things on time, so just had to knock it out myself, Gang Gang.
You know who you should do a track with? We're going to get this. I'm going to tell you after the song. We're going to work that out, get that together. But here is Gang Gang.
I know these niggas. They're like, I fuck with these niggas and shit. It's not real. This ain't no shit no A&R to put together or no, like.
We screaming gang, gang. We like family, do our
gang, gang.
Yeah, give a fuck about them trying to be the hardest. We in the city, we gon' do the shit regardless. Yeah, we screaming
gang, gang.
We like family, do our
gang.
Give a fuck about them trying to be the hardest. We in the city, we gon' do this shit regardless. Ooh, always been trilla, been a nigga, bro. If I had beef to the trunk like a cantaloupe, I could ship a few goonies to my city, though. You never catch my fucking hands in that cookie bowl. Nah, I swear to God, you don't want that smoke.
Want that smoke?
Smoke a goofy like a broke stove. Then see if anybody want that second handle. I can see a fake boy from a fucking number. Tryna kick it like he run a fucking dojo.
Yeah.
My gang stay around that drummer like a go-go.
Yeah.
Sipping on that lean and smoking pack will make you slow-mo. Catch him slipping, have his head dripping like Soul Glow. Yeah, don't try to violate the violators. Big shit and you an ant to a skyscraper. From penny pinching to plenty paper. Fuck with mines, we gon' shake his ass like defibrillators. Me and mine, yeah, we screaming
gang, gang.
We like family, do our
gang, gang.
Yeah, ain't give a fuck about them trying to be the hardest. We in the city, we gon' do this shit regardless. Yeah, we screaming
gang, gang, gang.
We like family, do our
gang, gang.
Yeah, we give a fuck about them trying to be the hardest. We in the city, we gon' do this shit regardless.
Yeah.
Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
Give us cold shoulders, then we changing up the climate.
Yeah.
Call a nigga phone, fuck, tweeting like it's 9-6. Buns untouchable, that rough ride shit. My clique, never tried to bag them from no nigga, cause it ain't in us. Never scared of coppers with no pistols, got the same on us. We don't give no warnings or no peace offers, get off us. Tougher than a muffin with that plea bargain, sweet talking. Never would that rabbit talk, drop them like an album. You never catch my kings around no liars or no cowards. Don't wanna shoot nobody but them Trumps or them Zimmermans. And we can have it done if you front a couple Benjamins. Send them to they coffins with them Black Panther emblems. Gang, gang up on them, Wayne Perry got them trembling. All my niggas fucking menacing and I'ma strengthen it. Kicking doors down, stack pack, nigga, let them in.
Gang, gang.
Another one. Another one.
Yeah. We are coming up. This is the last. Okay, so yeah, well, like I was saying, so the person that you should get a hold of, Zabena. I probably pronounced his name wrong. I always do. Fuck it. You shouldn't have such a hard name to pronounce. Zabena, the nigga that did a. Oh my God, what is the name of that goddamn song? Classic Man.
Oh, Jadena, yeah, from Atlanta.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I know exactly who
he is. Get your people on the line with his people, and y'all should do a song together, and y'all should let me be on it. I'm saying, I'm going to get on somebody's song, and y'all going to be like, damn, Twink. Like, yo, we didn't know that you had. Yeah, I can sing, I can rap, I sound real sexy. Like, I can talk on the track. But whatever. That's cool. When I drop my first mixtape, don't nobody. Hey, can you see? I'm not doing no features after I drop my first mixtape. None. Y'all paying me. Y'all better get it while it's good. Yo, this is pretty. But so we're coming up on the last track of the album. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this album up until now. I've enjoyed talking to you. And one day when Grown Folks Play Run grows up, we might actually do real interviews of people, but we don't do conventional interviews. I think that's what makes us so awesome, because you can go anywhere and sit and ask, answer a bunch of questions, just play the music and go. But here we like to have fun. That's why we're at the playground. Just why we get to do what the fuck we want, because, well, you can do whatever you want. There's no rules at the playground except don't hurt nobody. Sometimes.
It's a pretty cool rule.
So tell us about The Message 2016.
The Message 2016 featuring my man Charlie Wolf. It's basically talking about police brutality. It has a message behind it. Every time you look on the news, it's a kid getting shot, an unarmed man being shot, you know, people with kids, wives, families, and all that for no reason. So that's just something that I'm, you know, speaking on. And it's important, too. I got that song on iTunes, and it got a lot of downloads. A lot of the older DMV artists, like main major artists that have been signed to major labels and all that, they've been pushing this song as well. Like, a lot of people like this one. So I threw this one on last to give you, like, a idea of what I'm, you know, thinking about. And I could also talk about on the situation that's going on today. So that's what it is. It's The Message 2016, and it's a message. Like, you remember, what's the song? It's The Message. What artist did that, Don't Push Me, 'Cause I'm Close to the Edge? Who was that? Houdini, right? So I took that from Houdini, and I made the song with it, you know. I put C-Banger on the hook, gave him what to say, and that's what it was. It was The Message.
Well, without further ado, here is track number 8, The Message. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Nope. Oh, that's because I didn't call it The Message. I just put Message 2016. Okay, fix it.
Leader, real life nightmare, never catch a nigga sleeping.
why we shoot, why we kill, why we stunt, why we bang. Man, they never understand but complain. They give a shit about our generation. It's 2016 and still segregation. It's still a police shoot with no hesitation. Shoot a nigga, try to justify the situation. We on our own and Donald Trump ain't gon' fucking save us. We on a ledge, but we gon' make it. Bang,
don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Close, you're going all close to being in the feds. I'm closer to going crazy, got me closer to the ledge, and that's close. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Close, you're going all close to being in the feds. I'm closer to going crazy, got me closer to the ledge, and that's close.
You hate me, don't you? Yep. Came to this country on slave ships and I made my quota. Yep. Became a presidential figure and I tagged your daughter. Real young hung niggas out here taking over. Forefathers turning over, better know us. We gon' ride if you don't move quiet. Stay on the other side of the tracks if you don't want fire. This is God lyricism in its top form. I flip on any nigga trying to stop what we on. I'm not gone. Nigga fuck a pig like cop porn. We got something warm for your chest like popcorn. It ain't all cops with the ones who violate. Shoot a kid 15 times in broad day. Ride out in Baltimore and burn up LA. The pigs had the right to shoot him down is what they say. And then they do the shit and never seen no trial day. Fuck a protest, we proactive all day. And I say,
don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Close, you're going all close to being in the feds. I'm closer to going crazy, got me closer to the ledge, and that's close. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Close, you're going all close to being in the feds. I'm closer to going crazy, got me closer to the ledge, and that's close. Close, close, close.
Bars. Hey, another thing about that song is the reason why it's one of my favorites is because the female produced that whole track. She's 21 years old from LA. By 9/11 Beats is her name. Her name is 9/11. She's 21 from LA. A female doing her thing out there, man. And she did some work for Kendrick Lamar, J. Rock, The Game. A bunch of artists, man, signed major artists and underground artists too. So that's a big thing for me. 21 years old, man, female.
Shout out to 9/11. I like when women do our thing. So we have 10 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to suck up this 10 minutes with you. You can't go nowhere. I want to thank everybody for listening. First of all, we've gone through the entire album. It was very dope. There was no track to skip. And, you know, I would tell you that no, the only track we skipping over here is Sidekick.
Hey, I was doing a photo shoot and Sidekick came up in a playlist and the manager that was in the studio that I was in, she looked at me like, "What?" I'm like, "Hey, look here, man. Look here." Yeah, she was like, "What the hell?" So yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. We bang with you and all over here. But again, we're doing the show early in the morning. I love you, but we can't be doing that this early in the morning. Half like. There are women trying to start their day off and probably feeling like, "Ooh, today my man gonna leave his wife," and then listen to your song and be like, "Nope, bitch, it ain't happening." At all. Your name is Side Chick in his phone, and that's what it will stay. And then his main chick is probably like, "I know he cheating on me," and then she listened to Miss Call. She's like, "Just because, what you mean you at work? You didn't answer my phone call any other time when you at work. Oh, you too good to talk to me now? I ain't trying to blow your spot up or nothing, but I'm just saying, I wish my man would. I missed your call because I was at work." No, you didn't, because I called your job after you missed my call. And guess who wasn't at work? You. So what was you doing? Okay. Don't play with me, because everywhere you work has a work number. I don't want to hear no, "Oh, I was on site." But your job ain't know what site you was on. So, oh, I was in a tunnel. In a tunnel what? Mm-mm. Because you get reception where you at. You got the stat phone. Oh,
see, you,
I was
you decided to know.
On the moon.
Going through them loopholes.
There ain't no loopholes. I don't give a damn if you an astronaut and you out in space. If I call NASA and tell them to get my husband on the phone and they can't find you, you better not be out there fucking no Martian bitches, because I will find you and I will kick your ass. Uh-uh. I don't play that Captain Kirk. Bring that ass here, boy. Ladies, don't let me get Haz in trouble. He's a good guy. Like,
it's just music.
It's just entertainment. He's a good dude. Like, if you dating him or y'all talking or whatever, I could almost guarantee he's not cheating him. Almost. Because I ain't with him.
Yeah.
I ain't the one in D.C. And you heard he said that he had met a shorty that was in L.A. from D.C. before he even did the song. I ain't trying to start nothing. I'm just saying. Shout out to everybody that listened, everybody that will listen, because I'm a upload this show to be played again tonight during our regular hours when everybody normally listens.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody that listened to, man. It's more coming from where that came from. It's a lot more coming. So
tell everybody once again how they can find you for artists that want to feature other than me, because you don't want to do no. You don't want me to out-rap you, and I understand. Because I got, like, bars, like.
Hey, I don't need
I'm
that.
I'm like a jail cell
that,
out there, Joker.
I don't need that work right now. I don't need that, you know, them bars right now. You gotta be
okay,
easy on me. I don't need those twinkle bars, man.
If you ever need some bars from Twink Twink, we got you. Twink got the bars. We got you. I got more bars than Fort Knox over here. Like, we good. I got bars like Willy Wonka. Off of that right there, he's like, she can't even visit me in the studio. Nah. But tell everybody again.
So
how
if anybody, yeah, you can reach me on Twitter at Hazzard 202. Instagram Hazzard 202, same thing. I'm on SoundCloud, DC Hazzard, or just look up Big Hazzard, Hazzard.rd. And if not, you could just Google Big Hazzard, you know, two Z's. If you can't find me on that note, just Google my name, or you can go to DistrictEmpireENT.com. That's my company's website, where we do videography, photography, and other work as well. So you'll find me on there. You'll find people that work for the company, people that are doing the business side of everything, the management side. You'll find it on there. And you'll find links on my information, and, you know, as well, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that. You can go to DistrictEmpireENT.com. So, yeah, that's how you find me.
So what projects do, because I know you said you had other artists that you were working with District Empire. Do they have anything coming up that we should know about?
My man Mouse, he has a project he's, you know, working on right now. I just knocked out a feature with him, which is going to be fucking dope. Like, he be going in. Like, I went in on mine, too. But, he has a project he's working on. Another artist. Hold on. I'm fucking up. My man Young Jermaine got a project he's working on with Captain Seymour. Captain Seymour is one of the biggest producers in Southern Maryland. He did a lot of stuff for Fat Trail, Lil Nye, Will the Rapper. He got music beats and all that. He makes beats. He's on WPGC all the time. Yeah, Young Jermaine, he's like, I think, like, I would say 18, newly signed to District Empire, and he's working on a mixtape with Captain Seymour, so that's going to be big.
Shout out Captain
Seymour. Who else? Yeah, I'm starting on a merge project with Toga and Charlie Wolf. And, you know, and at the same time, I'm working on my next project, which is the Scorpio session. So that's about it right there, man, project-wise. But I'm doing a lot of videos and photography as well. So if y'all need videos and photography, just hit me up.
And, I am going to need you. I'll talk to you about that, what I'm going to need from you off air, because my birthday coming up. And I need evidence of the dopeness, because I need you there anyway. So I'll inbox you about all that. I was about to say something. I really was. What was I about to say? Oh, right. So 2 minutes coming up on the 2 minute warning. My lovely Lyric, are you here? Is there any questions you'd like to ask of Hazard?
Yeah, I'm here, but no, I don't have any questions. You did good.
Did you enjoy the album?
I sure did. I'm going to download it.
Thank you, Lyric. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Now, we have billions of artists that submit music and call in and, hey, play my music. My shit dope. Like, it's so many times we hear my shit dope from people, from artists about their music all the time, and it don't be dope. But I appreciate you actually giving us something to listen to and something to play. So that's a plus.
Anytime I got something new, I'm going to hit you up, email it to you, so you can get that exclusive.
Oh, we get an exclusive? I knew you liked me. Look at you. And I definitely need to get into the gym with you after. I know it's 90 seconds. Definitely need to get into the gym.
Yeah, I'm in the gym right now.
Yeah, I saw your video. I should be going to the gym, but I think what I'm going to do is eat breakfast and watch a workout video and hope that something seeps through. But
you're gonna watch the video to see if something. You're gonna watch the workout video
yeah.
to see if you can spark something, you know.
Yeah. I watch it and see if my muscles go, hey, muscle memory, and decide to work on it themselves. Because hopefully my muscles be like, hey, I don't wanna be fat forever, and it motivates them to wanna work out.
Oh shit. Okay, let me tell you something right quick. When I was talking to you I was in this big workout room, right? So I walked out and got finished with the interview. So now I come back to the room with all my stuff in it, and it's like 15 half-naked, sweaty women in here, and my equipment is inside of this little room for all these sweaty women. So I'm about to just mosey on up in here. Hold on.
We have 10 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for calling, everybody for downloading the show, everybody for listening. Also, should I do that commercial this early in the morning? Yeah, because who doesn't like sex in the morning?
Yeah.
Go to the playground.daydirty.com because it's a playground. Who does not love to play with branded toys? Am I forgetting anything, Lyric?
Website coming soon.
First featured artist on the website shall be Hazard, Big Haz, DC Hazard. You'll be able to find his album on the website also. You'll be able to listen to it. We'll have a couple of his songs streaming live. And then a small bio about him and whatnot. You'll also be able to see my beautiful face. December 10th, if you are in the Baltimore area, my birthday, it's going down. Inbox me for details. There will be strippers. There will be alcohol, strippers, and me. Also, just got the confirmation for New Year's. Grown Folks Playground in conjunction with Lord help me. What is that girl's name? Grown Folks Playground in conjunction with Compassion
will be doing a party and a show and a live broadcast for New Year's. If you want to know where we will be, Virginia Beach, but exactly where we will be so you can come party with us, the details will be coming soon. Inbox us. Who is that in the background? I think that is Hash. Yes. The details will be coming soon. Okay. And that's that. So thank you, everybody. Y'all have a wonderful day, and we will be back regular schedule tomorrow night at 8 p.m. when the sun is down. So all of our loyal listeners that woke up early just to listen to us, take your asses back to sleep. Y'all get a pass for the rest of the day. We ain't got to go to the gym today. Just walk around the house. Jog a little bit. Do something. Get up, get active, move. We're going to get this together. But we are going to the gym tomorrow since we skipped the day. We're going to go tomorrow. We're going to cry. We're going to be mad. Body's going to be sore. But this summer, we're going to walk around naked when we go on this cruise with Grown Folks Playground. Yes, cruise. The details for that will be coming out soon. Because Twink ain't wearing no damn clothes. This whole, like, that's what we're working towards. I'm not working because I want to be healthy. I'm not working for anything other than vanity's sake. I want to walk around the deck of this cruise ship damn near naked. All eyes on me. So, no gym today. I'll give y'all a pass because we had to wake up early to be productive adults. But we're not adulting for the rest of the day. So tomorrow morning we'll be wide awake and alert. We're going to the gym, 9 a.m., doing a show, 8 p.m., and then we're doing yoga at 10-ish p.m., maybe. That's a lot. But Lyric, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for being an awesome co-host.
Yeah. I'm about to lay the tears down.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too. I love you too, Nadia. Yeah. Hazard, thank you for allowing us to interview you. And
no problem.
Sorry you had to find out this way, but you are going on a cruise with us next year. Next summer. So when I give you the date, whatever you had planned, you got to be on a cruise because we need eye candy. And you're not allowed to wear a shirt. Ever. None of the days. Matter of fact, if you put on a shirt, I'm dumping water on it. So you might as well just not wear a shirt. I won't wear one either, so we can match.
Let me post. Let me know.
I sure will. So I love you, Hav. Thank you very much for calling in. And good day. I'm so used to saying good night. Good. Fuck it. Good night. I'm going to sleep.